You know what really grinds my gears? You, America. Fuck you!
Pogo City Radio.
Hey, man, I'm sick of this shit. I'm feeling bad. I'm feeling down. I'm feeling dead. In a motel room. Everybody I know, they look at me. Everybody I see, trying to get out free. The knife cut deep, cut into my soul. I say the devil is real. The fuck is laughing at me. I see our friends, they've started in. And me being dead, fucking motel room. I don't know who I am anymore. I don't know. I heard a gun go off. It shot me in the back. I said the devil is real. I see him laughing at me. I heard an ambulance way down the road. I think I'm dead, dead in a motel room. I don't know who I am anymore.
All right, that was the Dicks right there on Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Pogo City Radio.
Much technical difficulties today already. Much technical difficulties. While we play, I'm just going to get to the next track because I got to try and get my computer to work, my other computer to work. I got to delete and reinstall some fucking programs in the middle of a show or else we're really going to be standing around with our dicks in our hand. But how are all of you? I'm glad to know you are still alive if you are listening to this, but God knows how long any of us will still be alive. But I guess that holds true with every day, even before Corona. I mean, we could have got hit by a bus or some shit before Corona. I don't know. Glad you're alive, though. Glad you're alive and tuned in to Pogo City Radio. Why don't we keep the tracks rolling? I got a couple rants I know I'm going on today, especially about this fucking computer situation. But let's get to the casualties with Fight for Your Life.
Fight for your life!
Fight for your life!
All right, that was the Casualties right there on Pogo City Radio, Fight for Your Life. Coming off a what I feel like a forgotten album, the Stay Out of Order album, the third full length released by the Casualties. Now, Andrew is about halfway through the technical difficulties. Once I have all proper programs installed on my other computer again, things will be much easier. Till I get that done, why don't you guys check out the Dvotchkas with Oi Toi. Alright, that was the Dvotchkas coming out of New York right there. Of course, on Punkcore Records. Stay Out of Order was the first official release on Punkcore Records for the Casualties. They went back and re-released fucking For the Punks and Underground Army. But the first album they did with them officially was the one we were playing. The track before this, Stay Out of Order, and that was the Dvotchkas right there. And yeah, I also... You know, I'm not even going to get in. You guys can go into the archives and look for the Stephanie Dvotchka interview, Pogo City Radio's Ladies Night, and you could find whatever half-assed, like, explanation I was just going to give you. You can find the technical information there, but just go back and look for the Stephanie episode. It was a good time. She was on the phone with us for a while. Go check that shit out. But, yeah, see, now... I was listening to the news this morning, as I regularly do. I listen to a bunch of news podcasts, and too bad if you don't fucking like it, right? But I was listening to it, and now, right, as they were saying, the president himself, who was calling this a hoax a couple weeks ago, saying we'll be lucky if 100,000 to 200,000 Americans die. That'll be a good number for us. Today, somehow, that front number is still 100,000, and that back number is now 240,000. So that really... That kind of really blew my mind. And as soon as I woke up, I was listening to this. And then I instantly looked on my phone and I was just curious about how many American soldiers died in the Vietnam War. In the Vietnam War, which I should have the years here, but I don't. But it was multiple years. Multiple years that America was in. The boomers talk about this all the time. You know what I mean? 58,220 U.S. soldiers died in the Vietnam War. We are talking about twice as many dying in a fraction of the time from a virus. And that's if we're lucky it's only twice as many. And that's American soldiers who died in World War II. You know how many army people from the army died in World War II, like fighting the Nazis? You know how many American army soldiers died? 235,000 members of the United States Army died in World War II, also taking place over multiple years. And we're talking about having 240,000 people, which is still more, die over the course of a month or two in America. And also, fun facts, total Americans died in World War II, so including the Navy and all that shit, 405,000. We had 6,000 people die on D-Day. 6,000 people die on D-Day, and we're talking about way more than that. Way more, almost 20 times than that, dying in a short time period. We're all fucked. Don't even let me start talking to you about how many Americans die of heart disease. Luckily, we're not all that close to heart disease. You know, one in every four deaths in America is because of heart disease. Shit is crazy. Motherfuckers need to stop eating so much goddamn sugar. That's all I'm saying. All you motherfuckers need to stop eating so much goddamn sugar, right? This is from Google, right? Heart disease is the leading cause of death in men, women, and people of most racial and ethnic groups in the United States. One person dies every 37 seconds in the U.S. from cardiovascular disease. About 647,000 Americans die from heart disease each year. That's one in every four deaths. So we are talking about a third of that in a short period of time. And I'm sorry, the guy who was calling it all a hoax a fucking couple weeks ago says this many people are dying. I feel like, yeah, that means actually 3 million Americans are going to die. But who knows? Who knows? Stay safe out there. Wash your hands. Stay the fuck away from people. I had an offer to, you know, meet up with a young woman this weekend and have some fun. Turned it down. Ain't trying to die, bitches. I love my dick. I love getting it wet. Ain't trying to die, though. It is a new age in the entire world. Here's Blitz singing about it. Right, that was Blitz right there. Now, we got a bunch of people in that live chat. They seem to be chatty today. I'm liking it, though. Got some funny jokes in there. My computer. All right, so David says, COVID-19 was created and released to prevent Bill and Ted from facing the music and saving the world. There you go. Facundo says everybody's dying from reverse toilet papering. Or is that reverse toilet plunging? Wow, okay. That sounds interesting, but yeah, you know what's funny? Fun fact, right? I wanted to look up how many American soldiers died in the Iraq war, you know, the post 9/11 war. Can't find that number, though, can you? Can't find that number, huh? They just want us to forget that whole fucking thing happened, don't they? Can't find that number. I can find all the numbers about World War II, World War I, Korea. All I got to do is say, like, Google, how many people died in World War II? And it tells you. You ask it questions about the Iraq War, you get thrown down a whole rabbit hole. Google doesn't say shit. And it's because, you know, the war was fought on false premises. Whoopsies. Yes, we never did find any weapons of mass destruction. And the proof is in the pudding. Don't tell me I can't talk about this shit. Plenty of my friends died in the Iraq War. Well, not plenty, a handful of them. More than they should have. But they all died from IEDs. IEDs. The proof is in the pudding. They got killed from improvised explosive devices because the motherfuckers don't have real fucking weapons. They live in the desert, as Sam Kennison would say, the late, great Sam Kennison. That gets me to my next point, right? Okay, I am a millennial, motherfucker. If you don't know what a millennial is, fuck you, okay? Now, I get really pissed off. I feel like people have started to become more educated. The main reason why I get mad about this is because I see people my age, therefore also millennials, talking shit on millennials and referring to like a 14-year-old. You are a moron. They are not millennials. You are. Now, I gotta yell at the boomers for a while. All right, Gen X, I don't really care about you motherfuckers. You're kind of like our older brothers. I don't give a fuck. I know you guys want attention. You just don't get it. You're the older brother. We're the baby. We get all the attention. Now, the boomers are the parents, right? And first of all, I love the Joe Rogan show, right? The show's like 3 hours long. I listen to it multiple times a week. This motherfucker pisses me off when him and a bunch of other motherfuckers say the reason why we have this outrage culture, which I hate, you know, like you say one thing and then 90 people call you a Nazi, you could be Jewish, you could be black, that whole thing, the outrage culture. A lot of people say that's because the millennials never went through any hardship. Go fuck your fucking mother. Are you fucking kidding me? Asshole, I was in high school when 9/11 happened. I was in mechanical drawing in Mr. Allen's fucking class, and the janitor came running in and was like, a plane just flew into the towers. All right, we turned on the news instantly. We're watching it. There's a building burning, and I'm like, that don't look like New York. We had a different channel on. It was the fucking Pentagon. We're like, what the fuck's going on? Then we change the channel and we see the plane fly into it. And then my high school class, my generation, not me, but my generation, went and fought in that fucking war, not to mention what it did to the economy in 2008. So fuck you, baby boomer. Fuck you. Fuck you. Learn your facts. Learn your facts. I'm a millennial. I know how to use the internet. I know how to look up this shit. And you can pry the internet from my cold, dead hands. I'm a millennial. Suck a dick, bitch. Go look it up. Go look it up. Say my generation ain't been through hardship. Fucking motherfucker, we can't get houses because you motherfuckers wrecked the economy. And I mean before Corona. Get the fuck out of here. Telling everybody to go to college and shit. Acquiring all this debt. Motherfuckers, I know I got motherfuckers in my family who got their master's directly after high school. They just went straight to college for like 4-5 years, whatever the fuck it was. Got their master's. And they work at a delivery place. Because everyone has the same goddamn degree and we're all in debt. Fuck the man. Burn it all down. Burn it down. The system. But everybody stay healthy from Corona. Let's get to Bare Knuckle Hooligans. Working Man. All right, that was the Bare Knuckle Hooligans. Let's keep the tracks rolling. Jess likes her sugar with coffee and cream. I'm not playing the Beastie Boys, though. Nice reference. Intergalactic. Stay off the sugar, Jess. Stay off the sugar. Here's some cheap sex with Take a Chance. More punk boy.
You never listen to what they gotta say. And sometimes you gotta just get away. Down at the bar on a Saturday night, teenage kicks through the night. Switchblade love, whiskey suicide. Stretch my jeans, feeling so alive. This is the way it's gotta be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you take a chance on me? This is the way it's gotta be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you take a chance on me? You're looking so good when you go by your side. The world doesn't matter to you tonight. So let's live our lives if we're living in sin. I just need you to let me in. There's no need to think about anyone else. Cause tonight, little girl, I got you all to myself. There's no need to say goodnight. You're looking so out of sight. Cause this is the way it's gonna be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you take a chance on me? This is the way it's gonna be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you take a chance? Come and take a chance with me. Sometimes you gotta just get away. Down at the bar on a Saturday night, teenage kids drive through the night. Switchblade love, whiskey suicide. Stretch my jeans, feel so alive. This is the way it's gotta be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you take a chance on me? This is the way it's gotta be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you take a chance? Come and take a chance on me.
It's fun to aggravate the Gen Xers. I love you guys. You guys are like the forgotten children, though. You are. What happened? Where are you? I guess you're just like at a weird age. I think it's really, though, that we're the babies. And the babies, as in the youngest, demand all the attention. But sorry, Gen Xers. I love you. I love you. I do. You brought us Nirvana. Here's the Cockney Rejects with Fighting in the Streets.
Cause fun for cause.
FYI, it was a dig at the Gen Xers when I said you gave us fucking Nirvana. Facundo is chatting from the shower. Isn't technology great? It is. It is. Oh, and let's do this real quick. Let's do this. What defines a millennial?
Here's a summary from Wikipedia. Reuters also states that millennials are widely accepted as having been born between 1981 and 1996.
Yeah, so get your math right, bitches. Get your math right. Here are the Cramps with Surfing. Nah, fuck that. Miniskirt Blues. I definitely got some Miniskirt Blues lately. This one has Iggy Pop on the track, too. Kind of just like humming in the background. He really doesn't do much.
Girl in the men's skirt.
I got those going to a go-go, working on my mojo, checking out those men's skirt moves. Well, she walked up to me and said, "Daddy, what's doing?" I could tell by her smile that Eve was a fool. She said her name was Jezebel, Miss Jezebel Hurt.
That foxy little mama in the mini skirt.
I got those going to a go-go, working on my mojo, checking out those mini skirt blues. Play the blues now. Checking out that mini skirt. Well, we went to cabaret where everything was a mover.
The chick got up and she started grooving.
She did the coffee grind and the double flirt.
That tantalizing temptress in the mini skirt.
I got those going to a go-go, working on my mojo, checking out those mini skirt.
That was the Cramps right there, trying to heat up my quartz crystal banger on my little bong right here. So, like, what time you guys start drinking now, if you're not working? What time you start drinking? See, I'm not drinking early. I will not. I smoke marijuana. Excuse me real quick.
Reefers.
I smoke marijuana. Like it's my goddamn job. So, it almost gets, like, anticlimactic, you know what I mean? Because, like, I'm stoned from, like, the moment I wake up. So, the highlight is at night. Then I get drunk. I change it up. So, I try not to start drinking till at least after, like, 5. And sometimes I'll push it off to, like, 8 because then my kids are, like, starting to go to sleep. And what I do, the only free time I get, I just dump a shit ton of Monster on a shit ton of vodka. And then, like last night, I start drinking at 8 and I stay up drinking by myself till 2:30 in the morning, playing Fortnite, screaming about how people don't know what the fuck a millennial is. Or at least what year they were born. I hate that. I hate it so much when I see people my own age like, these goddamn millennials. I'm like, asshole, we were born in 87. We're smack dab in the middle of millennials. I think people think millennial, or at least they used to. Millennial means that they were born in the new millennium. But you were wrong. A little fucked up. And we like to get all fucked up on Pogo City Radio. So here's Cranked Up next.
We'll be right back.
isn't it awesome when your like 5-year old comes up to you with like a toy electric guitar and is like, "Can you show me how to play this today?" Aw. It almost makes me be a little less bitter of a person, but here's some nihilism for you anyway. The Flatliners, Nihilism in 99.
You are here because the outside world rejects you. This is your battle. I want you all to become freaks of nature.
Nihilism in 99. Anyone know where that quiet little intro, that little movie clip that just played on that song is from? Does anyone know? Anyone? You Gen Xers should fucking know. It's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, bitch. It's the first time you see Shredder and the kid he's talking to. Well, he's talking to a group of kids, but the main kid in the movie that's like a bad kid, fucking, he got the Sid Vicious shirt on. Actually, he wears two different Sid Vicious shirts in the movies. I love me some Sex Pistols. I love me some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I love that Casualty shirt I was wearing yesterday, where the Ninja Turtles have the Casualty's hair. Yes, the albums may have not been that great at that time, but that shirt was fucking awesome. That shirt was fucking awesome. Why don't we get to the kids from Belgium with Fascist Cops?
Hey!
Fascist Cops by the Kids coming out of Belgium, 1977. That's right, bitches, coming off the album The Kids. But yeah, I was sitting over here, and I saw my leftover drunken scribbles that I had forgotten about. And the top one says that time the fucking pigs broke my hand. All right, here's a story for you. Okay, all right. So I am 16 years old. I am hanging out. I have my license. I am hanging out with that crusty fuck Josh's older brother, Zach, who at the time we were inseparable, best friends. You know what I'm saying? Still in high school. Fucking me and Zach each get a bottle of 151, a 750 milliliter bottle each. Now, we didn't finish them, but I finished two-thirds of mine. I'll tell you that fucking much, right? And I probably drank, I don't know, probably three, four beers, you know what I mean? Three or four. Had like three or four. Get into a huge fight with my girlfriend, fall down Zach's stairs, make a whole scene, drive home, kind of start rambling around my neighborhood all upset about my girlfriend, you know what I mean? And fucking, I'm like right out in front of my house, you know what I mean? I'm right out in front of my house. I'm not making any noise. I am obviously inebriated from the way I am walking, and the fucking cop stops, and I don't know who called him. Somebody definitely called him, because it wasn't just one. There was like three, right? And fucking, they're on my front lawn. Their lights are out. I see the cops coming. I'm trying to get to my house because I have a bunch more rights behind that door than outside of that door. And even a 16-year-old drunken Andrew, I promise you, a 16-year-old drunken Andrew was definitely thinking about these things. All right, so I'm on my front lawn. I don't make it to the door. My mother is outside of the house. So is my stepfather. Me and the cops are talking. I'm being nice. I'm not being violent. I'm not doing anything wrong. I really wasn't doing anything wrong to begin with, besides underage drinking, but you couldn't see that from a passerby that much. And fucking, so we're in the front lawn. The cop's like, look, man, just go inside and nothing's gonna happen. It won't be a big deal. Just go in your house. I'm kind of like, well, I was planning on going to my house and you fucking asshole stopped me. But at this particular moment, I did not say that because I was still being nice because they were being nice. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, I'll go in my house. At this time, in the suburbs, mind you, like the suburbs, like fucking Pleasantville and shit. Fucking, my mother turns around to unlock the front door that she had locked. As soon as she turns around, these two big, bald motherfucking sheriffs, there's a woman there too, throw my ass on the ground and fuck me the fuck up. I was 16, right? So at that moment, nice Andrew turned into fucking pig, fuck you fucking pig, fuck you, right? So that's all. I'm singing the lyrics to Fuck Police Brutality. Fuck police brutality. Of course, I'm singing anti-flag. I was 16. What else would I be singing, right? So then I get in the back of the cop car, right? And this is in Forks, Pennsylvania, a suburb of Easton. And the Forks police station is still, to this day, directly next door to Dunkin' Donuts. So we get in there. I'm like, hey, buddy, you know you want to stop at Dunkin' Donuts. You know you want to stop at Dunkin' Donuts, asshole. And then I'm telling him I'm going to bang his daughter. Thank God. Thank God he has locks on his house because I'm going to bang his daughter and his wife. That's what I'm saying, right? Then they put me in holding. I am very drunkenly trying to fuck with this female cop. I think I'm sounding like Hannibal. I probably sounded nothing like Hannibal, but I'm trying to fuck with this girl. And since she's a woman, I'm not being that mean. And I'm just trying to act like Hannibal Lecter fucking with her. And she's Clarice. You know what I mean? I don't know. I was drunk. What are you going to do? But I decide, right, I go to the hospital the next morning. They let me out. I was only there overnight. I was a minor. I wasn't even there overnight. I was just there for a little bit. And fucking, my boss at work the next day sees my hand. I tell him what happened. They're like, you need to go to the hospital. I get a shit x-rayed. I was fucking 16. They broke part of like where my pinky connects to my hand, like just below my pinky, got a cast and everything. And I took my paint markers. You know how motherfuckers autograph casts? I took my paint markers from my leather jacket and I fucking in red and blue wrote kill cops really big down the entire forearm. So it took up the whole thing, red and blue, tried to make it look like there were sirens going off at the top, and walked into court and was trying to fight this, right? Because I got my ass kicked for no fucking reason, right? And one of the biggest problems was, see, my mother's back was turned, so they couldn't use her story. I got a lawyer and everything, you know what I mean? My mother's back was turned, they couldn't use her story. But my piece of shit coward ex-stepfather was, they got divorced, was standing right there the entire time, saw everything happen. Tells my lawyer pretty much everything with a whole lot less fuck in there. Tells everything I just said, and the lawyer goes, okay, well, to be honest, I think we got a good case here. And Andrew was seeing a lawyer back then a lot, and this lawyer, I believed him, because he had told me other times, no, you're not getting off with this. No, you can't do that. Like, just like, ah, now you're fucked. This one, he was like, ooh, we got something here. The next words out of his mouth are, I just need you to say what you said in court to my stepfather, right? And he goes, you need me to say it in court? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, well, now that I think about it, maybe he did kind of gesture towards them. I was like, what? My mother looked like at him like she was going to slap him, all right? So fuck that guy, right? For about 30 other reasons too. But then I go to court, and if you think I'm lying about telling this cop that I was going to fuck his daughter and his wife and telling him he smells like bacon and shit, well, some of their evidence was the dash cam from the car with me in the back telling this dude I'm going to fuck his daughter, fuck his wife, and to go get fucking donuts. What the fuck were you doing when you were 16, bitch? What the fuck were you doing when you were 16? That's what the young bedlam punks were doing. I don't know why Sean wasn't there, that rat bastard. All right, so I referenced Anti-Flag, and I like to crack jokes about Anti-Flag, and I will play them occasionally. A song that brings me down a memory lane. So why don't we do, since I was screaming this at the top of my lungs, why don't we see if I can find Fuck Police Brutality, which was just there, and now this computer isn't working again. Now this fucking computer isn't working again. It just doesn't want me to play Anti-Flag. That's what it is. All right, Anti-Flag. Fuck Police Brutality. What album did that come off of? Comes off the first one, Die for Your Government. Here's Anti-Flag. Fuck Police Brutality. And fuck that motherfucker Gary, too. Yo, you want to know another reason why that dude was a bitch, right? Okay, see, my mom ended up being married to this guy for, like, I don't know, like 10, 12 years or some shit. You know what I mean? And see, I lived in the suburbs at that time. But before that, I lived in like the hood of the hood in Irvington, New Jersey, right? I lived on Lindsley Avenue. And this was one of, back when my mother was still dating this guy, right? This is what happened. Now, Irvington is like as bad as it gets. You know what I'm saying? And we lived on Lindsley Avenue. And we're hearing this commotion out front, and fucking, we live on a brownstone porch, second floor, so we're up like high, we're up pretty fucking high, and you gotta go down like several staircases, not several, but you gotta go down the steps, a lot of them, you know what I mean? And fucking my mom steps out on the porch, and she sees some dude pistol whipping some chick who's holding a baby, knocks them both to the ground, steals her purse. And fucking my mom is like, Gary, what are we going to do? This motherfucker runs in the house, leaves my mom out there, right? My mom likes to like plant and shit. So she had those big ceramic brown fucking things you would put plants in, like, you know, on your porch, you know what I'm saying? And fucking my mom starts throwing those, pushing them off at the guy, and he runs away. Now, we live in a very black neighborhood. We are literally like the only white family. And of course, it takes the police like 2 hours to get there, right? The police station is fucking, you know, there's probably seven of them in the goddamn town. And it takes the police forever to fucking get there. And they're not doing shit. They kind of just write it up. They send the woman to the hospital. Her face is all busted up. You know what I mean? And she's going, you need to stay here. He stole my keys. He's going to come back and steal my car. And my mom's telling the cops, like, oh, you know, stay here, blah, 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 blah. Gary's hiding in the fucking bedroom. It actually wasn't a bedroom. It was a closet that got turned into a bedroom because, you know, like I said, we lived in the hood. But Gary was hiding back there. And fucking cops didn't do shit. They're like, watch, he's going to come back. You can get him. Sure enough, the cops leave. Sure enough, the guy comes back, steals the car, and gets away with it all. Fuck that dude. Fuck them both. Fuck them both. You notice how the two women in that story are the most brave and heroic? What the fuck, guys? What the fuck? Grow a set. Grow a set and do something, cops. See, that's what's wrong. My mom actually thought the police would do something. That was the only mistake she made. All right, here is the Exploited. Let's get to the Exploited. I'm playing Army Life off the first 7-inch. Secret Records.
Yeah.
Waddy and the Exploited, like I said, coming off the first 7-inch titled Army Life. Had that one. Had the second one, too. Sold them all because I used to be an idiot. I was an idiot. All right. Now, I did make reference. We're not playing the Beastie Boys, but I did make reference to a wild card.
Wild card, bitches!
And, today is April 1st. Oh, shit. That means it's April Fool's. Damn. I wish I could have worked something out with that. Didn't. All right. But we are going to get to a wild card, which is where we play something a little off format. I know my girl Jess will love this one. It's the first of the month. Wake up. Wake up. Bone Thugs on Pogo.
Wild card, bitches!
What's here?
Having a wonderful day, and I won't fight with my wife, cause it's the first of the month. And I'll be smoking, joking, rolling, busting, sipping on 40 ounces again. Gum, we got the bust and rum. All night we high, get up the back to where it's not at night. I give up my nigga to give me some play, yo. Double up, nigga, what you need? We got weed to get me your thing for the green league. Double up for the first to show, but it lay low, cause the pump won't creep when it rolls so low. Can't get away, but it don't stay, yeah, yo, keep your bankroll, yeah. We're having a celebration, sure to stay high. You can never believe, but it's time to grind. I'm down for mine, crime after crime. Been a creep to the bag, cause mom's got a grab on the grill. If we got the food, oh, you know it's the first of the month. And my nigga, we chills for real.
Wake up, it's wake up.
She said, I'm a really go get in my stance. Watch, I make sure no one snatches my chain. Nigga, that's the real man. Sold in the mail and put it up in the mid pocket. So let me hit it and land it down. To give me a cup about that docket. Why they no bucket ride that reader? Hop on the 10 to the clip. Ready to get him up with him at thugs. And to catch that gun, man, I gotta get there. Flare, hollers. Ain't clear, got much to offer. Well, I bet we don't 93. I'm up on the clock, block for some dollars. So, get a bag of dope and a quarter out. Oh, most all of my niggas got the same. And we gonna roll it all up the smoke. And in a reefer hydro. We know the cut, so fuck them popo. Toss out the giggle, then roll with a clown the same old. Running through the alley, in the mallet. Hop at the second of sundown. No front wrong. January, no 9th of December. I'm loving the first of the month.
Wake up. It's wake up. And I slang on the double nine. Gotta find them dubs. Wanna get footy, can a thug get love? What's up? Try to sing on my corner. Nigga, use a gun. St. Clair niggas don't like that. And selling them dumb is making that money. Come back, nigga, get that pap. From the first to the 15th, nigga, smoke plenty weed. But I gotta say, gotta come up. Put my rocks in the cup. Wanna get high, nigga, blaze that blood. Time to roll to the bag. Count on my profit and add it to the stash. Gotta watch my back seat for niggas that's trying to rob me. Fool. But never no shows and no losses. Don't be keeping these niggas up off me. See, kill us up a whole block. Spin a cup of bills, thug. Smoke a lot of weed on the
wake
fur.
Up, wake up, it's wake up, wake up. Wake up.
Waking up, feeling buzz up early in the morning. Stretching, I'm yawning. Lightweight bitch, chug a leg, I take a fifth to the dawn. It's night, I got geek with my truck with a dance. So I'm getting me hustle long. Hop on the phone, calling up crazy phone. Wanna know, did your OG check come?
She put me down.
I'ma hop on the bus with B. And I'm coming with blood after blood of the scum. Nigga T just put me down. Oh God, how I love when it first come around. Now I'm a freaking bit black and mild. And across town. Cause nigga, the first get celebrated. Rushing to the block cause I wanna get faded. Looking on wild cause I'm needing me hair braided. We heavy off into this game. Two to the first, just call me that pro slime. Them nickels and dimes and 20s and 50s. The first be the day for the dope man. Slanging that cocaine, fool. And I'm working late too.
tonight. And all them things be loving them thugs, cause I got them rocks for them pipes. Come come with the ends, I gotta get paid. On first, gotta blaze up my split. Get live with it, both those poetic hustlers in the graveyard shift on the first.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, it's
getting them Trump checks too. Yeah, let's really piss off the Republicans.
That's right, that's what they're gonna do with it. They're gonna take their fucking coronavirus money and they're gonna buy weed and flip crack. That's what they're gonna do. And then they're gonna smoke Freebase and sell it to your kids.
All right, we're gonna get out of here soon. We are going to get out of here soon. We are going to get back to the punk rock. Now, Chaos UK has two songs titled Ronnie. I usually play the first one that's like, you want some real punk rock? Real punk rock. To be honest, though, I like the other version where they don't say that better, but I really like that opening. And the other version's only like a minute. I'm going to fucking play it. Hope you like it. If you don't, blow me. If you do, blow me. Ends with blow me. There you go.
Job at a unit you bob. Nobody expected that he was mad until he drank some beer and went fucking mad. Cause Ronnie had a drink and threw, I thought he was fine. Fresh and barreled up with some lager and lime. He took a Stanley knife out of his pocket. He slapped a fucker up and took the rise of the socket. Cause he's out of his brain, real fucked up. He's out of the time, he's gonna slash you up. He picks anyone that's on their own, and then he's home to his mother on the last bus. So it's nothing used to have one in your town. People like Ronnie roaming around, looking at the bus stop late at night. He's all fed up and he wants to fight, because he's out of his brain, real fucked up. He's out of town, he's gonna slash you up. He picks anyone that's on their own, and then he's home to his mother on the last bus home. He's home to his mother on the last bus home. He's home to his mother on the last bus home. Yeah, he's home to his mother on the last bus home.
All right, that was Chaos UK. And Jess's old ass found a bunch of, Muggsy called her old, found a bunch of fucking CDs that she had to break out, the old CD collection, she said, I guess being home bored with the corona. And she found that Bone Thugs one. What is it, like 80 Sex and Eternal? It's a number and eternal. That's what it is. It was off that album. But we're going to be getting the fuck out of here. Thanks for listening to me rant for an hour. You know what I mean? Thanks for going to pogocity.stream and listening live, downloading that Podbean app, getting in on the convo. Hope you guys enjoyed that 4-year-old show. Going to the previous episodes, go check that shit out. Now you can find the 4-year birthday party episode on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, wherever the fuck you find podcasts. But we got 400 and I think 12 or some shit, over 400. Episodes, and the only way you can get all of them is if you go to pogocity.stream, or if you go over and download the Podbean app and search for Pogo City Radio. That's really the best thing to do. And you guys can get updates about when we go live and when the podcast gets posted. Now, if you missed any portion of this live stream, the podcast will be available in like 10 fucking minutes. So go to pogocity.stream and do that shit. Listen to it, stream it, play it, download it. Make it your Bible. Make it your Bible. Teach it to your kids. Brush your teeth to it. Listen to it in the car. Show your mother. You know what I mean? Show your mother. I say motherfucker a lot. She'll love it. She'll love it. But we're going to get out of here with another goof song.
Wild card, bitches!
Yeah! It's not really a wild card. Now, I've had multiple people send me this on Facebook. I do not know who sings it. It is some old guy with a big beard. And I believe it's called Stay the Fuck at Home. And we're getting out of here. Play, bitch. That is not the video I was looking for. People suck. I do this great exit. You know, it's all going to be perfect. It is, and now I can't find what the fuck I was looking for. You know what? You're lucky, though, because I really want to play that fucking song that I just said I was going to play. So why don't I give you one more dose of punk rock? Here is Happy Spastic by Chaos UK. I know you love that techno intro. You were like, this motherfucker's playing the wrong song. Listen to this asshole. And he's like, yeah. I used to love playing that shit in my car back in the day, especially because I always had two subwoofers back there. I totally did. Totally have two subwoofers back there. I'd be blasting that shit. People be like, what the fuck is this shit? You know what else was funny? I used to date this girl back then. She was fucking gorgeous, right? And she looked just like Gwen Stefani. Like when Gwen Stefani was like mega hot. Oh my God. But anyway, she... She loved that lame ass. I love it too. I'm not gonna even. That shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Gwen Stefani. And fucking, I used to be driving through the projects, blasting that shit out of my car with multiple subwoofers. Full system. You know what I'm saying? Full system. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. That's how we cop in style back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Now, my Facebook is polluted, I like it though, with posts. I couldn't find that video, but I was able to find it on YouTube. That one looks right. But let me remind you again, go over to facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. You guys should go over to facebook.com/SDABS. And then Renee gets mad at me because I don't say go to facebook.com/blanks77. But go do that shit too. And yeah, find us on Instagram at Pogo City Radio. Now, here is this old guy. Now, this thing has been reposted on YouTube like 47 different times, so I don't want to give the wrong account the credit. This guy doesn't seem to be putting his name out there, but yeah, here is Stay the Fuck at Home by this very old man who seems awesome. There you go.
Thank you to Chris Franklin for these lyrics. The world has caught a virus, so I've written you a poem. We need your help to cure it, so stay the fuck at home. And if you have got 12 kids or you're living on your own, lock it down and isolate and stay the fuck at home. If you think you're not at risk here, you're living in a dome. It spreads faster than a hooker's leg, so stay the fuck at home. I need the gym, I need the beach, I hear you bitch and moan. You need to grow a brain cell and stay the fuck at home. But I feel fine, I don't feel sick. I'll go out on my own. How thick are you, you selfish prick? Please just stay the fuck at home. From LA through to Berlin, from Wuhan through to Rome, there's people dying every day, so stay the fuck at home. If you need to contact family, use Facebook, Skype, or phone. We've got the fucking internet, so stay the fuck at home. The only way to slow it down is isolate, not roam. please help the world get back on track and stay the fuck at home. Stay the fuck at home, stay the fuck at home. Don't you be a fucking dick, please stay the fuck at home. Stay the fuck at home.